You won't even believe it. He said, we just kind of forgot about it. We were so focused on infrastructure. I said, what? You forgot about it? The fuck is wrong with you people? No problem. We're worried about spending your money. Taking your money. Not worried about helping you. That says it fucking all. They forgot about it. So Pelosi comes up with a backstory that they failed to whip up enough votes. Yeah, that's what it was. Biden argued last week that he lacked the authority to extend the moratorium without Congress's approval, citing recent signals from the Supreme Court that any potential extension would be struck down. Biden reversed himself following the failure of House Democratic leadership, reinstituting the ban that had lapsed over the weekend, and attaching stiff penalties for landlords who violate the order. Well, isn't it nice to know that King Biden is delivering edicts from his little throne? He's on a throne, all right. I think it's porcelain. A person violating this order, a landlord, may be subject to a fine of no more than $100,000 or 1 year in jail or both. If the violation does not result in a death or a fine, no more than $250,000 or 1 year in jail, both. I don't even know what this says. There's a death involved now? So if you evict somebody for not paying rent and they die, you go to jail for longer and you have to pay almost triple? Oh, that's good. What? What kind of kangaroo fucking court bullshit is this? Even make it up. Forget about Eddie money. This is Joe money. You just make shit up. Welcome to America. Let's try to figure this the fuck out. Now, the Center for Disease is behind this. They're in charge. Somehow they became in charge, the nation's biggest landlord. That sounds legal. I didn't know it was the Centers for Disease Control and Rent. Well, if you take the word prevention and you move some letters around and get rid of some other letters, there's the word rent in there somewhere. The CDC is now your landlord. What could go wrong? Oh, you didn't get the jab. You're evicted. That'll be next. Let's go back over this. Landlords who violate this order are subject to $100,000 fine or 1 year in jail or both. That's if the eviction doesn't result in a death. Now, if you evict somebody and they die, you get fined $250,000 or 1 year in jail or both. Now, why didn't the story just say that? Where is this from? Daily Wire. Should be called a Daily Struggle. Just spell it out for fuck's sake. A rental organization, a corporation, etc., violating the order may be subject to a fine of no more than $200,000 per event. If somebody dies, you get fined $500,000. What is this? The U.S. Department of Justice may initiate criminal proceedings as appropriate, seeking imposition of these criminal penalties. So the DOJ is backstopping something that the Supreme Court just said is fucking completely illegal. That's good. Why do we need the Supreme Court if Biden's wrinkled ass from his Oval Office just makes up laws and fines and the Justice Department says, yeah, we'll backstop you. Really? Why do we have a Supreme Court? Why do we have a Justice Department? We could just have Joe. Biden said just on Monday that the CDC lacked authority to extend emergency mandate. And it was based on Judge Kavanaugh sobered up for the weekend from his weekend beer binge. and said that what the CDC was doing was illegal. That doesn't matter. It's only the highest court in the land, which again is a kangaroo court in itself. It just goes to show you folks, there is no law and order in this country. There's none. Zero. None. It's a mirage. And the White House is in on it. Now, there was a good take on this. I've cited this often on Hotwire on Pain.tv. Our friend over at the market-ticker.org. Matchbox 20. You're going to be living in a matchbox and you'll be begging for a 20 before they're done with you. Let's go to the market-ticker. Sometimes I check in on this. Carl Denninger's been around, kicking ass for a long time. It's his little site, his blog. To expound on what I said about, there is no law and order in this country. He has a blog post entitled, "The Rule of Law is Dead," and I will pull directly from this. I'm not taking credit for it. I am no wizard here when it comes to this. I will defer to people who can put things in words better than I can, as I have my whole career. I'm not sure how you could actually make for a worse situation. The eviction moratorium was allowed to expire, so they say, except that's not what happened. Landlords and others sued. It went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the decision was taken to force expiration as scheduled rather than an immediate injunction. There had been conflicting decisions from lower courts, which is how you basically always get into the Supreme Court in the first place. Kavanaugh issued a rather stern warning. Any future extension had to be done by Congress, as the CDC had exceeded its authority. I don't really care what the CDC claims in terms of authority. The Constitution is very clear. The government can take private property for public use, but must pay for it at a fair market value. Money has time value, which is why you must pay your mortgage or rent on a given day. You can pay early, voluntarily surrendering the additional time value, but not late without being penalized. I remind you, Trump did this originally. Yes, Biden continued it, but who did it in the first place, knowing damn well what the Fifth Amendment says? If the government wishes to suspend that obligation for an alleged public purpose, no matter how good the purpose and how just, it must pay the money that it prevented the landlord from receiving. It can entirely constitutionally create a debt by the person who it pays on behalf, but it cannot threaten to fine and throw people in jail for collecting a privately contracted housing agreement. Told you could say it better than I can. Payne's translation. These guys are fucking assholes. And they're getting away with a lot of stuff. We can have a debate over whether the CDC is acting wisely, but that's not the purpose of this column. Indeed, such a debate becomes whole of government really, really quickly, including DHS and HHS, busing known COVID positive illegal immigrants all over the United States and dropping them in communities with zero quarantine requirements and even without notifying local officials so they can show up and impose one. But this column is about the very narrow question. Does the last clause of the Fifth Amendment still exist? And if it does, since I do not recall any formal constitutional process to revoke it, perhaps you can inform me in the comments why anyone should pay attention to any law at any level, local, state, or federal. After all, if the highest law of the land, that which all other laws must conform to, is toilet paper, then perhaps it's time for us to start drafting a document that begins, "When in the course of human events." Then again, if you want to know why the CDC and Biden did this, just read this column and note the date. It gives a link to a previous column. We have allowed this to go on for decades, haven't we? Boom. law is dead. These guys make it on the fucking fly. Never seen anything like it. They don't need to. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. Courts? We don't need no stinking courts. Legislation? We don't need no stinking legislation. A bill? We don't need no stinking bill. Yeah, only the bill. They only care about the bill that they send you to keep the corrupt circus running and thriving. It turns out, while they're running a 3-4 ring circus with a couple side tents and a back tent, you don't see too many clowns running around. Oh, that's because you're the clown. Of course, I forgot to tell you, you know, during that interview, Fauci was talking about these. The blob was coming, just like CIA Walensky said. It's all the fault of the unwashed. So the unnamed, unidentified, anonymous blob that's coming to kill all of us. It's impervious to any type of current jab. The one that's going to kill us all. The most dangerous blob that's coming after this. The blob with no name. It's the fault of folks who have not been vaccinated. It seems like a pretty good idea. If this thing's coming and your quote-unquote jabs are not going to protect me against it, why would I go out and get them? You're so fucking stupid and it defies logic how stupid they are. But of course, it's all, and it's on the horizon, by the way, because of the unwashed. Oh, okay. What's the name of it? It's so dangerous. We don't even know. It's so dangerous. I've been walking around here doing my Fauci. It's getting better. That was a post El Chapo put on Pain.tv, and I just checked in here between songs. I just clicked it. I got the link open, and I check in to see what people are posting, and then there was a picture of Fauci laying on a psychiatrist's couch, and the psychiatrist says, "So tell me, these variants you speak of, are they in the room with us now?" That's from Jersey Tigger. Jersey Tigger. That's a good one. A lot of stuff floating around on that site, pain.tv. Man, it's something else. It's addictive, right? If you're on it. Social media. Social media where you don't get threatened for an opinion and sharing something. It's pretty good. You don't get schooled by your geek overlords that you're violating something. Fucking assholes. I've heard from a lot of people that say, "This is too addictive. I don't know if I should be on here." I said, "I know. I'm on here right now reading reading stuff." And also previously that I'll tell you to be clear. Let me pick it out of here. The earlier video we had talking about giving you some real serious intel into what's happening as far as enslavement, etc. On Kafer, that came from Caleb. Caleb posted that on Pain TV. That's where I picked it up at, to be honest with you. I mean, I said, "This is fucking gold, man." So the stuff is flying on Pain TV. Flying, and it's good stuff. Pain.tv. So we're rock and roll. But I thought that stuff was interesting. Now, shall we proceed? We got to get out of this place. The animals. We have a Fauci story. I think I'll just stick with the song. We got to get out of this place. I think it's germane. And Short People is going to have to put it on a shelf. I'm sure he may show up later. Fauci says the Biden administration is going to need local mandates on COVID-19 vaccine. Oh, they're not getting their numbers. Numbers. Dr. Anthony Fauci Tuesday shifted the goalposts on herd immunity and said that he wants to see as many as 90% of American adults vaccinated against the virus in the near future. He went from 70% to 90%. Yeah. And guess what? It'll be 100%. And then it'll be, no one can get back out of the house and take off the mask until it's 120%. This fucking midget. Lawn jockey. Motherfucker. Sorry for the kids out there. I know this is a family show and some of the kids are picking up bad language and bad habits that will serve them well the rest of their life, by the way. About 70% of U.S. adults have received at least one shot, according to federal data. I don't believe that. But Fauci suggested that when the Food and Drug Administration grants its final approval to COVID-19 vaccines, there will be more pressure to get people vaccinated, of course. It's nice to know that the top fucking doctor in the U.S. has already made up his mind that the Food and Drug Administration is going to grant final approval to these big pharma injections, no matter how many people are died with quote-unquote rare problems. How many people are died? How many people die? How many people get fucking maimed? It matters little. We talked about yesterday, the Gulf of Tonkin, a fake event. A fake event concocted by your government to commit the United States into a war with North Vietnam. 58,000 young men were killed and countless others fucking psychologically screwed up and physically maimed, etc. No big deal. It's all in a day's work for the government. And he says, don't sit there and think these guys give a shit about you. They do not. Fauci said the Biden administration will need to rely on vaccine mandates at the local level. Fauci said that I'd settle for 70% or 80%, but I'd love to see 90%. Describing the likely FDA approval as a game changer. I sound more like Fauci than Fauci does. If you watch yesterday's Pain in the Morning, Exodus, it's not a bad song. Start planning your Exodus from these assholes. Later in the news conference, Fauci said the Biden administration will need to rely on vaccine mandates at the local level
to get to the 93 million unvaccinated people. He said, we're going to need local mandates.
So everybody in the fucking country, according to this tyrant, I mean, think about the insanity. Who the fuck do these people think they are? They're just going to show up. I said this yesterday. This is the hill to die on. You don't fucking show up. You're not going to fucking put a needle into me. Not happening. Somebody's going with me. Let's take it up a notch. You want to show up here and jump bad? Okay. You got the sand to come here and jump bad? Let's fucking see. Let's fucking see how it works out. You don't have the fucking guts to come here. Fuck off. He thinks everybody should be fucking in the whole country. Who the fuck do these people think they are? Fauci said some enterprises are going to feel much more confident in local mandates for the vaccines. Enterprises. Yeah. The United States of corporations. When the FDA authorization is handed down,
you're going to see some universities, places of business, once they get the cover of the mandate, you'll start seeing more vaccines. Because if you get the majority of people vaccinated, we wouldn't be having this conversation now. Oh, more vaccines.
Like against the blob fucking variant. Then it'll be,
you didn't get your 7 vaccines from Big Pharma this year. You're not allowed to go out of the house.
You're a chemical slave. Congratulations. Just like you're a tax slave. Or you can get off your fucking ass and get in these people's faces. This is a hill to die on, folks. You know why? Because this is the hill they want you to die on. If you get the vaccine. They got something up their sleeve. Nobody presses this hard for your benefit, ever. So yes, I people have asked me my opinion. I think it's about making money. And there's something else going on with these weirdo psychopaths like Bill Gates and stuff, who had a long time to plan this. He's been pretty quiet recently, hasn't he? Of course, he's going through his divorce, not that he gives a shit. But there has to be something going on why they want to put this into your body. Now, I don't know what it is. These things take years to play out. I got time. I'll be doing this. Hopefully, God willing. But don't worry. Fauci's got it all figured out. Going to need local mandates to make sure we can get everybody in this country vaccinated. Who the fuck does this guy think he is? Who do these people think they are? Let me give you a little refresher. You have no motherfucking dominion over me. It's guys like me, if we didn't have a family that we gave a shit about and a reputation, etc., we'd crush you motherfuckers. We would crush you just like the British were crushed in the 1700s. Now you keep pushing good people and you'll see that. Whatever you think you're going to get away with, sleep with one fucking eye open. You want to keep messing with people. World history dictates that you're not going to win. Tyrants do not win. Eventually, the road runs out for tyrants, despots, etc. And it's not a happy ending. So keep pushing, right? You're on credit right now. You're on fucking credit with your bullshit. Eventually, you will overstep your bounds for the umpteenth time. There will be a spark, and there will be fucking massive problems for you folks. Now, you must realize this, because we've talked about it here. If these guys really understand this, if these guys really had any balls, they would just press pedal to the metal and do this already. But they're always pussyfooting around like a bunch of fucking floor ladies, because they don't really have the balls to press, because they want to see, whoa, what are these guys going to do, right? They don't understand that when things go bad and people hit a light switch because they're hungry and they're broke and they feel like they've been ripped off, the pussyfooting around, the focus groups, the polling, all the bullshit they do, it's not, they can't predict a response to tyrants, a response to people who have been oppressed, human beings who have been oppressed, manipulated, etc. So he can dance around, they can say whatever they want. There's a fucking mystery variant coming, this, that, blah, blah, blah. The rubber meets the road, and these guys know this. That's why they dance around these things and they pussyfoot. They know that Americans are unique in a sense and different from the folks in the UK and different from the folks in Australia and other parts of the world, where these despots and these tyrants can get away with a lot more, because Americans are fucking armed to the teeth. And all the criticisms that the Founding Fathers take on a regular basis. In instances like this, and the turbulence and trials and tribulations that we are facing now as the have-nots, boy, they sure seem pretty damn smart. They knew. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. They knew that assholes like King George and the British Empire and the monarchy would come back around. They even warned us that they're going to come from the inside. That's where the real threat is. That's where the real threat to the country is. The threat to the Constitution will not be from a foreign country. It will be from, it will be usurpers from the inside. They knew this. And so they put in a lot of fail safes, a lot of trap doors to keep these assholes at bay. One of them is the Second Amendment. Now, people can slam the Second Amendment. Oh, the same people who slammed the Second Amendment wouldn't have any fucking freedom if it wasn't for the Second Amendment. They're very short-sighted, sophomoric, and often silly. You can't press people this fucking hard and do what they've done to people and manipulate them psychologically on many different levels, all the way from the election to locking people up in their homes, and not expect shit to hit the fan. At some point, it'll hit the fan. Maybe it's not us. Maybe it's our kids. Maybe it's going to be the kids. Maybe it's going to be the 20-somethings, the teenagers who sat around and watched their fucking parents worry every goddamn day about everything and watch any life that they build for themselves go down the tubes, their parents go down the tubes with them. Maybe it'll be that generation, right? The Generation Zers who say, fuck these people, man. Maybe they're the folks that'll pick up the mantle. Maybe it's not us. We don't know. But for these guys to walk around based on world history and think that this is going to go unchecked, that their bullshit's going to go unchecked, and there's not going to be a come to Jesus moment, they're fucking kidding themselves. They're kidding themselves. There's always a come to Jesus moment. The mistake these folks make on a regular basis in different regimes through world history is that they always underestimate their opponent. And their opponent, we've clearly spelled out the battle lines here. Their opponent is us, the haves against the have-nots. We are the opponent. That's how they see us. But they underestimate you. They think you're a piece of shit. Look at the way they treat you. They treat you like livestock, like an animal. Keep you in a cage, keep you down, take you to the vet, get your shots. You don't get a say about it. A dog doesn't get to say, no, I don't want that shot. I don't think I need it. Oh yeah, you're a fucking dog. You're going to get the shot, whether you like it or not. I'm your owner. How are you being treated any differently? How does this fucking mutt himself, Fauci, sit there and say, everybody's going to get shots and there's going to be more vaccines and more vaccinations? As they roll out different, that's what they're doing. They're setting the stage to roll out a whole nother new vaccine against the blob that's going to kill us all. They're going to do this if you allow them to do it for the rest of your fucking existence. Until things spill over. And they always spill over. Always. Always. You know, I was reading the market.ticker.org. Market-ticker.org, I'm sorry, Carl. Carl Denninger's site. He's got a blog on there, blog post. Revolt or collapse, pick one. That's worth reading too. We could just vamp off of the headline, revolt or collapse. Pick one. Well, there can be no collapse without some type of a level of revolt. It's very basic. Now, perhaps not as large as an all-out revolt, but they go hand in hand. What the owners here don't understand is if you poke a dog with a stick enough times and get away with it, the dog gets pissed off at you. Do it enough times, one of those times you're going to pull your hand back and you're not going to have a fucking hand. Sun Tzu, let's look up some Sun Tzu here. He says about underestimating your opponent. The Art of War. Let's see what it says. It's kind of some fun we have here. It's some ad-libbing. Well, the whole show's ad-libbed. If you know yourself, but not the enemy, for every victory gained, you will also suffer a defeat. If your enemy is secure at all points, be prepared for him. If he is superior strength, evade him. If your opponent is temperamental, seek to irritate him. This is so much good stuff in this book. There is no greater danger than underestimating your opponent.